You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill. Slight difficulty with the record player. I just want to introduce my show as Music of Recent Centuries, and this show is going to be focusing on just well-known cello music. And so what I was trying to open with there was Bach Cello Suite, First Suite in G Major. So I'm just going to pull that up right now. And so I hope you enjoy this version by Misha Maisky, who will be playing another piece in this hour.
Thank you.
welcome again to Music of Recent Centuries. Today we're going to be featuring all cello music. I'm a cellist, so I just thought it would be fitting and nice to listen to some cello music tonight. And right now we're listening to the first of the Bach cello suites, which I'll talk a little bit about after we listen to these last couple movements. And for now, I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. As I said before, that was Bach Cello Suite Number 1, played the first movement, played by Misha Maisky, and the next, the rest of the movements played by Janos Starker. So those are probably one of those are probably the six suites in general are probably. The most well-known cello pieces out there. They're composed by Bach. There's a manuscript transcribed by his wife. And it's pretty much one of the most well-known pieces. I'm currently playing some of that, so it's nice to listen to different people play it. And I hope you enjoyed that. So the next thing we're going to listen to is probably one of my most favorite cello pieces. It's something that I'm working on as well. It's a Haydn cello concerto number 1 in C major. And I'll talk a little bit more about that after we listen to some of it. So here is the Haydn cello concerto in C major.
Thank you. Thank you.
Misha Maisky playing Haydn's Cello Concerto in C major, number one. So just to talk a little bit about that piece, the full work wasn't discovered until 1961, which is pretty interesting. The first draft of the first movement was written down in a Haydn's draft catalog of 1765. This piece was composed specifically for a cellist who he knew that he would play the harpsichord with this piece, and now it's adapted. It was also adapted for a small ensemble of strings, two oboes, and two horns. So that's interesting that he would have played this with the cellist. But this is a piece that I'm learning right now, and so I really like listening to it, and it's one of my favorites. So I thought you would enjoy it. And so these cello sonatas and suites are pretty long, actually. So we have only time for one more piece, which I'll take a break in the middle of it and talk a little bit about it before I close out the show. But this piece is a Brahms cello sonata. So without further ado, here's a Brahms cello sonata. Played again by Misha Maisky, actually. I really like his playing a lot, and he plays a lot of well-known cello pieces that I like as well. So, without further ado, here is Misha Maisky playing the Brahms Cello Sonata No. 1.
Thank you.
This piece will be closing out the show. So I just want to talk a little bit about it before we reach to the end. And I also want to thank you for listening to Music of Recent Centuries. Make sure to tune in on the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. To hear some more potentially classical music. But just to talk a little bit about this piece, the first two movements were composed in the summer of 1862, as well as another movement which was deleted. And the final movement of this piece was composed in 1865. And the title was A Sonata for Piano and Cello, but it also came with specific instructions for the pianist. Should be a partner, often a leading, often a watchful and considerate partner, but it should under no circumstances assume a purely accompanying role. And this piece was dedicated to a singing professor and an amateur cellist, and in a private performance that Brahms played with the amateur who this was dedicated to, Brahms played the piano so loudly that the cellist complained that he could not hear his cello at all. And Brahms gave him a harsh reply, "Lucky for you too." And he just kept raging on with the piano. So I hope you enjoyed this hour, and I hope you'll tune back in next time. And I will let this piece close out the show.
Thank you.